Well, good Monday morning, beloved. And again, thank you for joining me and the rest of our church family as we read our way through the Bible. Today we are in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 56. And in today's passage, the angel Gabriel is sent by God to Mary of Nazareth to announce that she is favored by God and chosen to be the mother of God's son. The angel tells Mary about Elizabeth's pregnancy, and Mary then visits Elizabeth in Judea. The reading concludes with Mary's song of praise, often called the Magnificat from the Latin word magnify. So let's begin reading Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 26. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee named Nazareth. He had a message for a young woman promised in marriage to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of King David. Her name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you." Mary was deeply troubled by the angel's message, and she wondered what his words meant. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will make him a king as his ancestor David was, and he will be the king of the descendants of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary said to the angel, I'm a virgin. How can this be?" And the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and God's power will rest upon you. For this reason, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. Remember your relative Elizabeth? It is said that she cannot have children, but she herself is now 6 months pregnant, even though she is very old. For there is nothing that God cannot do." "Well, I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it happen to me as you have said." And the angel left her. Soon afterwards, Mary got ready and hurried off to a town in the hill country of Judea, and she went to Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby moved within her. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she said in a loud voice, "You are the most blessed of all women, and blessed is the child you will bear. Why should this great thing happen to me that my Lord's mother come to visit me? As soon as I heard your greeting, the baby within me jumped with gladness. How happy you are to believe the Lord's message to you will come true." Mary said, "My heart praises the Lord. My soul is glad because of God my Savior. For he has remembered me, his lowly servant. From now on, all people will call me happy because the great things that the mighty God has done for me. His name is holy. From one generation to another, he shows mercy to those who honor him. He has stretched out his mighty arm and scattered the proud with all their plans. He has brought down mighty kings from thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away with empty hands. He has kept the promise he has made to our ancestors and has come to the help of his servant Israel. He has remembered to show mercy to Abraham and to all of his descendants forever." Mary stayed about 3 months with Elizabeth and then went back home. And today's key verse is Luke chapter 1. Verses 32 through 33, where the angel said, "He will be great and be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will make him a king as his ancestor David was, and he will be the king of the descendants of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Beloved, I just wanted to let us think about this for just a moment this morning. Here's a little girl, maybe 13, 14 years old. Mary wasn't very old at all. And the angel Gabriel appears to her. Now, Mary isn't a highly educated woman. She doesn't come from the big city. She lives in, Podunk, Israel. and just a little farming community. And you know, her family isn't a great family in the land, not respected, and you know, all of that stuff. And then all of a sudden, the angel Gabriel appears to her and says, "This is going to happen to you." I'm wondering if there are those of us among us today that if God were to show up and tell us that he was getting ready to do something wonderful, great, you know, similar to what he told Mary, if we would have the faith to reply as Mary replied, "May it be done unto me according to the Lord's will." Let's pray. Lord God, there is nothing you cannot do. Prepare my heart to be open to receive your word. Yes, Lord, I am your servant. Order my steps this day in your holy name, I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to a close, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Luke chapter 1, verse 50, beginning at verse 57, when John the Baptist is born. So, until tomorrow, may God's richest blessings be yours.